You're listening to the Texas Standard.
That blue wave Democrats have been touting in this midterm season could turn into a trickle here in Texas if state Democrats don't fix a problem fast. They got to win over Latinos big time, so claimed journalist Richard Parker in an op-ed for the Dallas Morning News a few months back. Now a survey of Latino voters is putting Ted Cruz in a distant second to his challenger Beto O'Rourke in the state's marquee battle, though not making nearly as much of a difference for gubernatorial candidate Lupe Valdez, who's challenging Governor Greg Abbott. Carlos Sanchez has been looking into this new poll, which reveals several other things, not the least of which, it's not just Democrats who can't afford to take the Latino vote for granted. Mr. Sanchez is politics and news editor for Texas Monthly. Good to talk with you, Carlos.
How are you, David?
I'm doing just fine. It looks like the folks with Beto O'Rourke's campaign have reason to cheer, according to this new poll by Mason Dixon Strategy for Telemundo. What does it say?
Well, I would say cheering is one thing, but overconfidence is a dangerous position to find themselves in. Generally, as a base, you should consider that the Latino vote in Texas will be split 60-40 along party lines. So Democrats should be getting 60 as a base, Republicans 40. The real challenge is to eke out victories beyond those numbers. Beto O'Rourke, in the latest Mason-Dixon poll, which was conducted for Telemundo and conducted of Hispanic voters likely to vote, shows that O'Rourke has a lead over Ted Cruz by a margin of 54% to 31%. The real concern, however, has to do with the gubernatorial race and whether there can be any possible coattail effects. You know, for all practical purposes, Lupe Valdez, because of a lack of money, has virtually dropped off the radar in her campaign. And her polling numbers come in at 44% to Greg Abbott's 38%, which is extraordinarily close, considering that you have a 4% margin of error. So they are virtually tied. And Lupe Valdez predicated her campaign on her ability to deliver a Hispanic vote. For her to be in a virtual tie with the governor suggests that she's not going to be doing any favors to Beto O'Rourke. And there is a lot of discussion that suggests that in order for Beto O'Rourke to kind of get over the finish line in a winning position, that he needs a larger margin of Hispanic support.
What I found really surprising as I was looking at your report is that this isn't consistent across all regions of Texas, right?
Absolutely. And that is kind of an interesting phenomenon in that in at least one market, Abbott actually leads Lupe Valdez. The numbers become skewed because there's such high support along the border for the Democratic candidate. But if you get internal into city areas, the numbers become a little bit tighter in both the gubernatorial and the Senate race. In Houston, for example, both Abbott and Valdez are tied at 39% among Hispanic support. And the extraordinary one is Hispanic-heavy San Antonio. Abbott actually leads Valdez by a margin of 43% to 40%. Now, again, remember, there's that 4% margin of error. So, again, we can consider that a virtual tie as well.
You know, this points to something else that I've heard some commentators take note of, and that is that there's another way you can take the Latino vote for granted, and that's to think of the Latino vote as homogenous. I mean, is this an opportunity for Republicans?
It's absolutely an opportunity for Republicans. I had a conversation with a national Democratic pollster who's closely monitoring the race in Texas, and he regarded the Hispanic vote in Texas, he called it the Hispanic Bible Belt, which means that it is a very socially conservative group of voters. And if you appeal to that conservatism over the notion of party loyalty, then you really improve your chances in terms of winning the vote. The real challenge, however, is to getting them to come out and vote. There's some real concerns, and there was a national poll that was done along about the same time the Mason-Dixon poll came out. This conducted by NALEO, which is the National Association of Latino Elected Officials. They suggested that in their polling, Hispanics nationwide feel they are being ignored by the candidates. And so there really needs to be kind of a more direct appeal to the Hispanic voter, particularly if you want to encourage them to vote.
There's so much more we could talk about, but we're out of time. I'd encourage you to go and check out Carlos Sanchez's reporting at TexasMonthly.com. We'll have a link to it at TexasStandard.org as well. Carlos, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Well, thanks for your interest. Take care of yourself.